Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody. And I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. Since we were off the air before it actually struck 12, well, I guess it would be, is it exactly 12 or 12:01, like in Times Square?
I mean, they call it.
I think it's midnight.
They call it at 12.
Yeah. So we were off the air, but we want to wish everybody a wonderful new year.
Probably.
What?
Midnight and 1 second.
Technically.
Right.
So that is Jimbo Baggins who is talking to me. That's really not his last name. But anyway, he is riding shotgun with me. He's my esteemed co-host. He's there in the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, if you'd like to connect with him there. That's where you can watch us live streaming. And those of you that are international, you'll be getting information on how you can call in completely free using Messenger to us here on the show. I also want to welcome all of our blog talkers. Yay, folks. I see the list for readings is getting ever longer, so hang in there. We'll be getting started soon. I do want to say that I had hoped to bring something fun to the show this evening. However, I had kitchen duty and prepared this I guess we'd call it comfort food / home-cooked New Year's Day dinner. So that will be tomorrow on News for the Soul. I expect to have something a little bit fun that we could do. So I'm going to now remind everyone we're using nothing but ordinary playing cards for the readings that are conducted here. That is how my grandmother taught me. And, excuse me, and that will mean that we are not doing tarot. These are not oracle card readings and any of the other systems that are out there that I know are wonderful. But this is the only one that I've extensively studied for, well, it's going on 30 years now. So I wanted everybody to be aware of that, and also that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of those who call in for a reading, whether it's on Messenger or over Blog Talk Radio. I prefer this method. It also gives those of you that can see us what my layout will look like in a private session with me, because I use the very same. It gives me an opportunity to see more than just 3 or 4 randomly pulled cards. Rather, it enables me to get kind of a bird's eye view of your life and how things have been going for you. And as always, if I see something rather significant in your reading that is not being addressed by your question, I want to bring that to your attention so that you are aware. All right? So now I'm going to turn it over to the most marvelous co-host in the world, Jimbo.
Welcome to the show. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening legal disclaimer that you got to have nowadays. I also would like to let everybody know, if you're a caller or a Facebook Live viewer and you're international, tell us and we'll give you an international shout out. Like, we are being to Leanne in the UK. International shout out.
Yay, Leanne. Glad to have you with us.
All right, down to business. That is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in or Skype in. You can Skype too. Always an option. We get Skypers off and on. Real quick, when you do call in to the Blog Talk Show, which is where you get basically calling into there, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. So you basically, you're on hold. If you hear the show, everything's cool. If you don't hear anything, this goes any day of any time you ever call in a Blog Talk. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, call back. We see you on a list. We got it all under control. We track everybody. We take whoever held the longest goes first. You know, basically, we have basically it's like a line, you know, standing in a line. When we take your call, when we unmute you, because you'll hear it say something like that, and we'll announce, hey, you're live. Please do the following if you legally and safely can do so.
Yes.
Get off the speakerphone, disconnect Bluetooth. Just old school phone to face. It's going to work out the best for all parties involved. Get rid of all those background sounds and noises. Multitasking, if you're doing that, stop, shut that down. Perfect world is you would sit somewhere and comfortable in your house, abode, whatever you will call it, and it would be quiet, comfortable, and great cell phone reception. Because when you call in to the show, you call into your cell phone world and to the internet through to Blog Talk, comes out our computer, our speakers, and sound quality starts going haywire sometimes. So if you're using all these other devices and you have background noises and stuff, it can make it really rough. Woof. To have a positive read. We might have to do a lot of back and forth. Oh, hello, huh? What? We don't want that. All right? That's the primary means of calling in to get a reading. Now, occasionally during the show, I always try to open up the floor at least once per show. You folks that cannot call in or Skype in it. Typically, that is you international folks, but not always. Sometimes it's domestic. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee because that's who you will do your audio or video messenger call to would be to Deborah Lee on Facebook. Now, obviously, you got to be friends, and you can only do that when we announce that we're taking messenger calls. If you do it any other time, we got to hang up on you because there's no hold system. So don't do it until we announce it. That's the moral of that story there. Sounds of harpage, harps, that is to signify that your reading with Deborah is done. That means done. Doesn't mean almost done or, oh boy, it's half done. It's over. We got to move on. We got a lot of callers already. We haven't even taken one yet. I'm going to give you a quick angel card reading for the road. Now we're going to move on to the next car. So when you hear the harp, ship has sailed. When you first take your call, you got a couple questions, get them in there right away. Don't start asking secondary questions and all that stuff late into the reading. If you ask them right away, that's one thing. But especially when you hear the harp, you know what? You can call back tomorrow. There's other shows you can call to. The world is not coming to an end if your free reading has to end. Okay? If you want more one-on-one attention, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private reading.
Exactly.
And it's all you. An international shout-out to Mike.
Mike.
From the UK.
Glad to have you with us, darling. And, yes, I wanted to add a little something extra there that those of you that are listening right now or that have joined us in on Facebook streaming live, I will be getting back to work on Tuesday. So I will be scheduling with you now that all the fun is over. All of the holiday fun is just about behind us. Wow. JJ showed me the list.
We got to attack this list.
Yes.
We can't be no more tap dancing, blah, 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 blah. All right. First caller, 678, Georgia, 678. Welcome to the show.
Georgia. Hello.
Yes. Hi. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you guys?
Doing all right, all right, all right.
Yes, we do. We are not nursing hangovers this morning.
2023 is here.
It's because we're so practiced at the art of, what,
alcohol
bending elbows.
Sorry, exercising the liver.
I'm just, how are you doing, Kathy?
I'm hanging in there. I'm, so
I have a question on love life. Do you see me and Anthony developing a relationship this year?
I'm sorry.
Her and Anthony. I mean, you want to know if you're going to have a relationship this year?
Or have you?
Yeah.
You restarting one?
Have I what?
Clear.
It's like on and off. So I'm trying to see if it's going to stay on. Go to like.
All right. This is a good question.
So,
we can tackle this.
I guess I'm assuming you're at an off moment right now.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the year is new, so let us see what the cards will say.
So you were without Anthony during the holidays?
Yes.
Okay.
How long have you been off and onning this relationship?
About a year.
It's a decent amount of time.
Do you both take turns asking for, like, a break? Or is this go ahead.
No, or is it more like a what?
Well, I was going to say, is this more like a casual interlude that you both engage in, and then, you both drift apart?
It's neither. It's just we drift apart because he's scared. But it's like, it's just he runs away when he gets too close.
Now, Kathy, haven't you called us before? Because this seems really familiar to me. Because it's funny. I would remember because it's been some time. But this situation just really rang a bell with me. Anthony's got to get over this sense of fear that, he's going to end up alone.
Yeah, he doesn't have to, but if he wants to have a successful relationship, obviously he has. If he doesn't ever want to have a successful relationship, then he doesn't have to, but that's probably not what a person would want.
What I'm picking up from him is something pertaining to finances. It looks like not enough money. Is he
Pardon
me?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. He has money issues.
Okay, well, can I ask how old he is? Not that it's really that relevant. I'm just curious.
He's 59.
He should give his, together.
Correct.
Yeah, financial issues. He's got commitment issues.
Sounds like you're preaching to the choir.
Oh, I know. Yes. So are you going to find there's a lot of love here. And you do scare him, but not in a bad way. It's a wonderful way. And what I feel I might have mentioned before, and I want to mention it again now, is he doesn't feel worthy of you. And I find that is often the case in a lot of these, kind of touch and go relationships like this. And it's generally the man, the guy, he feels beneath you. And he may just have an inflated sense of, reverence, I guess you could say, as thinking of you as such a goddess that he feels inferior. But I'm not feeling that you make him feel that way. It's him.
I agree there, too.
Okay. Has he had a rough relationship history? Because a lot of times that'll be...
Yes.
Yep, there, see? And they've got to let that go. Probably going to therapy, if he was ever willing, would help him to process that past, put it behind a locked door, so to speak, and just leave it there.
What's going on?
I feel that, he finds great solace in these periods away from you, where it's like, I think he has a lot of anxiety in terms of this relationship. But if you were to give him an ultimatum, if you ever felt inclined, that could be the motivation he needs to step up and say, if you think we could profit from some therapy or counseling, fine, let's go do it. And, you know, a lot of times they'll say, but I don't believe in this. I believe in, you know, the psychobabble BS. But you could say, well, that's okay. Just let me believe. I'm going to believe in it for both of us. And then see what
so
happens.
Do you see him contacting me anytime soon?
I'm sorry, hon.
Contacting her anytime soon.
Yeah, I think you'll hear from him. It's his MO. It's his pattern. Yes, you'll hear from him. You'll hear from him. But it is time for him to start really stepping up and facing his future. Because to just keep going like this, it's going to make you lose your mind and he's going to lose you. Okay? So I'd hate to see that happen. You really love this man. All right, Jim.
Does he love me?
Yes, there's a lot of love here. But he's got that sense of it's an anxiety kind of wrapped up with all this fear. And I say the root cause is that he feels unworthy. He can't stay away from you. So I think that's a good sign for you. All right, what do you got, Jim?
Angel card time. Courage is the subject of your angel card, Archangel Ariel. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
Yeah. Maybe it's time that you were to draw a line in the sand and say, Anthony, this is it. This is your moment of truth.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that on and off again.
I couldn't either.
A couple times myself. That's me. That is me.
Now, I got to tell her, I know you don't like me to continue, but I've got to add this for Kathy. Under Sure to Come True, everybody knows is my favorite designation in the entire layout. The two of you are actually heading very seriously toward an engagement. Yes, right here. And if he could only overcome this, to me it seems foolish because he's got a woman who desperately loves him. And you take him, even if he's wearing a barrel, I think he needs to make a decision before some other man comes along and snaps you right up. And it does that.
Right.
So I wish you the best, Kathy. And please call us again, because the more readings you get, the more clarity we can bring to your cards and to your reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. We're moving on to area code 520, Arizona, 520.
Well.
You guys?
Hi.
You know what? Deb. Your cards are so accurate in the way of when I got off the phone with you.
Yeah.
He drove up. He drove up with Shira. And we talked a while about stuff and not anything like will you marry me shit or anything like that.
Small talk, it sounds like.
We covered some ground because I wanted to make it plain to him, you know, that if we go to the ocean, this is what I'm looking for. You know, so I was setting up the structure, my boundaries, and his boundaries too. And so he said, okay. And then today he said, I won't promise. And I said, okay, I'll think about it. But he said, it sounds good. And then today the electricity went out. So we were talking for a long time about his past relationships. We were in the hall there that connects us. And I was talking to him more about my past relationship. And then I talked more about the cottage. I was showing him some photos, and I showed the cottage that I want to stay at, where I usually stay. He says, it sounds good. And then I asked him to repair something, a thermos, and he did. And I said, I don't know, you know, if you feel like coming over to dinner, I'm going to make such and such. And he said, not tater tot casserole, but.
For another time.
Yeah. That's for if you get engaged.
That's with candlelight.
So
right.
What do the cards say? He's coming over for dinner. He's coming over. I'm making it. He's coming over. Are the cards – but your cards yesterday were right on target. You said, I think before the end of the night, or maybe not the end of the night, but you were saying it. You were calling it. The cards were calling it. And it did. It happened before the end of the night that we had a conversation.
That's that Three of Clubs. That card that is indicating – that an event, and when I teach this, it's like a ball that's soaring through space, and it's coming right at you. And you can be aware of it and go, gotcha, when it arrives, or you can just turn your back on it, and it's going to hit you right in the head. So one way or the other, that event is coming at you. And I can tell, usually it's very quick, but I don't want to get people worked up, so often I will say very soon, very soon. But I saw that.
Well, I'm crazy about him. I'm just so nuts about him. And I don't know if he knows that. And I was asking, can I touch your face? Because I'm missing a man's beard and to touch. And he said, yeah. And he's, you know, and I just can't keep my hands off of him when he walks in front of me. I put my hands on him, you know, and I just, you know, on his, just lightly, not grabsy, but I'm just so crazy about him.
You know, I've got to tell you, you've got some really fascinating ways, and I bet others out there are sitting there thinking the same thing. You are very subtly seducing him.
You think, you think grabbing someone is subtle?
Not grabbing. She said she wanted to touch his face.
Like every guy knows that. When a chick starts getting all touchy on you, you know, you might as well get ready, buddy. That's what that means. That's an old school sign, Deb.
Well,
there's no well. You want to go well, go find a well to wish into. I'm just telling you, that's the fact.
Well, I got to tell you my secret move, okay?
Oh, well, I bet it's a big secret. Let's hear it.
Well, when they're wearing like a or short sleeves, one of these days I'm going to hold a seminar and I'm going to teach ladies a little something, something. I would do this crazy thing where my fingers go up the sleeves, like...
Well, because no guy would ever, ever assume that that was a freaking flirtation device.
And then they go, oh, like that, and I go, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Right, and oh, okay, well, I'm okay, man, I didn't know better.
It makes them shiver.
Come on.
And you touching his beard, come on, these are moves. Gosh, yeah. I wish them... on Facebook, we could hear them, you know, because it would be great. What
do you think? It's mutual. There's mutual interest.
Yes, and I'm going to say it again. And remember, you both can choose or refuse the like prophecy of this reading of what I've read for you. That trip is going to show you the intimacy that exists between you, physical and otherwise. And three cards just jumped out as I was, I don't know if you saw it, as I was shuffling up for you, and three cards jumped out, and that's what it was. Yeah, six of diamonds, six of clubs, and it had a two of diamonds, which was like being away, being in, you know, kind of in seclusion. That's the two. Then you've got the six of diamonds, which is representing that a relationship exists. And the six of clubs in this context is indicating getting busy. Busy.
Banging like the snore in a hurricane.
I don't think you need to put it in that frame of reference.
Gentle love, tenderness, lovemaking.
If you guys could see him with drinks, Jim is a... he's a squishy teddy bear.
And Deb's a good liar.
Oh, let's see. Okay. All right. Think what you want.
I don't have to think. I know who I am.
And I know, too. He drops that cement overcoat like it's a towel when you come out of the shower. Yeah. And I'm going to leave him alone because I'm going to get in trouble after the show. You know, I'm willing to walk out to the edge, but I have to remember where that edge is so I don't get, you know, pushed off.
You're an embellisher from, they made that, if you look in the dictionary, and they're embellishing, it has a picture of Deb. She embellishes the squat out of stuff.
So let me
well,
get back
I told,
to, yeah, Lisa.
Yeah, I told him in our course of our conversation today, I said I have a habit of liking bad boys, and he says, and we're talking a while, he says, oh, so you like bad boys, huh? And his eyes lit up. But you know what? I just don't want to, there are no guarantees in life. I don't want to crash and burn. And so we'll see.
Well, every single relationship, even if it's just friendship, can crash and burn if there's a risk.
Yeah, for sure.
Life is full of risks. You just try to mitigate them the best you can.
And then look for the lesson that was in that. But frankly, I do not see grief, sadness, and sorrow in your card.
That's a good. That means things are pointed in the right direction, regardless of outcomes.
Did you get anything from his walk down memory lane about his past relationships? Was there a theme that ran through them all, like being on?
Well,
being,
I told him. I told him that I have a very good friend that's telling me to make sure that I go after a healthy-minded man. And I said, well, I told him what I told her. I said, where are they? I don't know anyone. And then he said, I'm working on myself to become healthier-minded. And so, but, you know, we can all read into every word that someone else is does,
sure.
And, you know, that's what I'm afraid of, that I might be just examining everything with a magnifying glass and saying, oh, yeah, okay, this is all for me, you know.
You mean a woman would read between the lines or try to find subtext of subtext of subtext when a guy says a sentence? You mean women actually do that in this world, huh?
What do you think we do if we want to have a drink or a cup of coffee together? Do you think we're going to, what, discuss NFL football?
I'm saying sometimes a guy says something and there aren't 15 hidden frickin' meanings and what was just goddamn said is all.
You're right.
Last
night I was telling him a story when we were talking in the driveway, and I was telling him something about my person that passed. And then he kept asking me out of the blue. He says, what about that man that's been asking you out? What about that man? And so right now, today, when we were talking, I said, why were you asking me about that man that I don't want to date? I said, why are you asking me about him? And I forget what his answer was. So, you're right, Jimbo. I mean, it's like studying the feces droppings of wildlife, like, oh, this is what this means. Oh, that's what this means, you know.
It's
no,
amazing.
I guess it doesn't mean
it's amazing, you know, and guys don't do that. If a woman says something to me, like, okay, that's what she said. I'm going to wait a second now. What does that second word actually mean? Does that mean that there's somebody else? You know,
exactly.
We're like, okay, all right. She says she's got a headache and she wants to go home. Then I'll take her ass home. All right, that's fine. You know.
Wouldn't look like why all of a sudden she wants to go home because she's, you know, saying she has a headache. You wouldn't say, gee, I wonder if I said something or wonder if I did something, and she just wants to go home to get away from me.
I might think that a little bit for 10 seconds. I wouldn't pick up a phone
and
call.
And I did.
I did ask him
in the course of the conversation today, I said, are you a manipulator? And he said, no. And I said, are you a liar? He said, no. And so that was in the same bunch of words we were having as far as me telling him that a close friend of mine is saying, you know, make sure you pick a healthy-minded man, and then he said what he said. So anyway, it is what it is. You know, it's just minutes.
Yeah. Lisa, he doesn't come straight out and say, oh, you'll meet the right man. There's a good man coming. Does he say that?
No. Oh, no, no, no. God, no. If he did, I would say, no dinner for you tonight. No, he just said it was good to go to the cottage and I told him I threw his number away because I thought I was calling him too much. He said, "Why'd you do that for?" And he said, "Well, here, take it down. Take it again." You know, but it's like Jimbo saying, I'm listening to myself, and I don't like what I'm hearing, how I'm talking. It's like I'm examining everything.
That's right. You want to take a letter out of the word and blow it up with a scanning electron microscope and analyze the ink droplets.
Well,
yeah, because I hear over the years of listening to Blog Talk, and I'm one of them.
Sure,
you know, it's like examine when it comes to the opposite sex. This is me. This is me. I want a relationship, but he's running
please,
the other way. You know,
please don't tell him again that you got rid of his phone number. You want him to see you as a very stable, you know, normal, healthy female.
Except if she really did get rid of his phone number, she's damn well sure going to need it back.
Well,
I thought I was calling you too much. And then the other thing, told him that I'm going to put a big sign on my door where it connects to the laundry room. Only he can see it when he comes into the laundry room. I'm putting a big sign that says, "Love thy neighbor."
Boy, no subtext there. Yeah.
I mean, at least it's open for interpretation on what that love means, right?
Yes. And
not
I really
for me.
That,
not to you, no, but I mean, in general, to a passerby, even if somebody else could see it, that wouldn't freak them out.
No. And I really think the trip to the cottage is going to bring... If something is going to emerge from this, you know, where the two are of you.
Is it going to be the fork in the road?
As in them going their separate ways?
No, or a decision path, two paths. Is it going to be, is this going to be where a path will be determined or not?
Yeah, I do believe so. But
okay.
I don't want to get you all nervous up, Lisa, and, you know, stage fright and too much is riding on this. Just be... who you are.
I would just ask you.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're learning about each other. I mean, is this something, you know, like Jimbo keeps saying, I love what Jimbo says because it's balanced too. You know, just to get it a minute at a time. Do we really like each other? Does the shoe fit? You know, all of that. Not no rushing in and
one hurdle at a time.
Like, remember, people can decide. You know, he's not branded for life as a gay man. It's only been what he's known. Okay.
We don't know enough about the inside of his thinking to know more.
We
have the cards.
We can lay them down about him.
You have the cards.
Yeah.
You have an unfair advantage there.
I do. I agree.
Right. So I can only speak what I know without cards.
But as we were talking the other night, anybody can change their mind after they've met somebody who isn't of the same criteria as the person they've already, you know, seem to have had continuing relationships with. You know, and at his age, he's certainly through his life. Yeah.
Free choice.
And he said that again today. He said, "I'm not really interested in meeting anyone else, you know, another man or anything." He said, I'm not into that. And I, you know, made a little joke because he's got a really nice car. And I said, "You cruise and you're winking at the guys." And he said, no. He kept, you know, and I kept kind of a little bit of teasing. And so who knows? Who cares? I just, a minute at a time. But I am crazy about this guy.
Well, and I hope that you will allow me to say, "I told you so," if that moment arrives.
It happens. If it doesn't, what are you going to say?
I will say that was his decision. You That's already made
curious.
Yours.
Just curious.
And I'm
or you know,
it
could be my decision too. Like when we were at Judy's house, I was the one that was ready to take off after 5 minutes. I thought, this is boring. I'm going to just leave these two to it. And I told him that. I said, I was bored. I wanted to leave. And I was trying to figure out an exit plan. I told him that a long time ago. So, you know, it could be me that walks away. It could be me because I do wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, what the heck am I doing?
Well, you're not doing anything criminal. You're not playing with dynamite. You're not doing something that's going to bring down a government. Just go with it, see what happens.
No.
You know, I'm just saying, the worst, I know you don't want to crash and burn, but the worst crash and burn is it ain't going to fly. It's you will recover from
and
it.
Lisa,
you will survive it.
I got a question before I know we have to move on. Lisa, what if he turns out he's terrible in bed?
Well, now you go. Now here we go, putting the cart before the horse again.
You know what? From the
way here we go.
And I told him, I said, you sound, do your lovers say that they love your voice in bed? You know, so I talked to him like that, and just the way he is, I said, you sound like a real rough kind of guy cut from a rough cloth, you know, just the way he talks. And so he goes along with it.
Well, he's doing that because, one thing, you're not, he's not feeling disgusted. He's intrigued. I think he's trying to figure out what the hell to do with you. He has feelings, too.
That's funny how you said he's trying to figure out what the hell to do with you. Boy, did that sound interesting.
Why?
He's trying to figure out what the hell to do with you. What do I do with this?
And
what
Dad,
do I do?
You know what? Yeah. I'll tell you real quick because I know you got to move on. But I heard you say yesterday or the other day that you like sausage. And guess who else on this phone likes sausage?
Oh, beautiful segue. I love that. Sausage. You were talking about that movie, The Sausage Party.
And I said,
yeah, I could go for a little bit of sausage. I do love a good sausage, boy. I do.
I do. And more ways than one.
Yeah.
I only like it in the one way.
But they need to know what they're doing with it. I mean, there's nothing worse than a guy who's so clumsy and oafish that you're like, ugh.
Years ago, I had a young, sweet boyfriend, and before my kids, before my husband, and he was like that, what you just said, but I had fun teaching him.
Oh, that's it. You can guide them into Pleasing Lisa 101, and then you can move on to graduate classes.
Exactly. This is triple X porno.
It is, but I'm telling you, I'm addicted to you.
No, you guys are doing a good job of keeping it PG-13/low R. We haven't got even single X, so it's been pretty good.
And I
good.
I put the PG-13 warning on the shows now. You know, children don't need to come here and hear you. So you know,
you work on talk radio.
You have a deliciously sinful sounding giggle.
What does that mean to a woman?
You know, my other
woman.
Who passed, he used to say, I have a witch's laugh, and I take delight in that. I'll be a witch. Yeah, you want me to be a witch? I'll be a witch. And I've been called that in the boudoir.
I could see you, Lisa, as the bondage and discipline mistress.
Well,
you know,
depending
not,
on how into him
yeah,
I am.
Not
for
her.
Get
a riding crop. And one of those dungeonware outfits, I could see her saying, come on, you. Come on.
This guy would really, anything would go. I like this guy a lot. I really do. And there aren't too many guys that I like that much.
We are all entranced. This is like a continuing romantic serial.
It's an epic.
Yes,
it
is.
Yeah, it's an epic.
And we're going to all follow along.
The epic of Lisa. To be gay or not to be gay, that is the question.
God, this could make such a good sitcom. Like on HBO or something like that.
Well, I mean, who has the porno shower curtain with prickly cactuses? Who goes and bolts out of a gathering and eats tater tots in the mountains? Cold tater tots. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here that you can't make up. You can make this stuff up here.
No,
you know what I'm
really
saying?
It's a really good story. So,
Kendra,
I hope we'll get a full report on dinner tomorrow.
Yes,
nothing's going to be happening. My little grandson's there too. So.
Yeah, and we also. Our show is an hour earlier tomorrow.
Yes, at 6 p.m.
We're on
know,
News for the Soul.
Learn, do those little soap subtle, oh, whatever, in, I don't know what you'd call it, like if you're eating a dessert and it's on the spoon or a fork, go, oh, my God, I could have an orgasm. This is so good.
God, that is so subtle. I might as well just stand up and strip and do it. Yeah, it couldn't get any more subtle than that.
Well, I want to paint a piece of cake like that in front of three Navy recruiters and their jaws were hanging down, and I swear they were drooling.
Yeah, well, now you're talking to a different species and they're squids.
But then
that's
you can check out his response. You know, I mean, don't
you know,
be a bird. Yeah.
What I like is you're running the finger down the arm. I love that. That's what
yeah.
I love. And nobody will be wiser. Certainly not the grandchild.
No. And the thing is, if he shivers, boy, you know you got his attention. Maybe if the little head, too. The big head and the little head.
I think it's going to make you shiver naturally.
Well, I think it was more about just the sensuousness of it.
Yeah.
So, welcome, and folks, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, also known as the Lifetime Network. The next show is about cheerleader moms who murder. That's the next movie that's on after this show.
How about a card?
I have had one for quite a long time here, my dear. Subject is relationship harmony. Archangel Raguel. Don't get that one very much.
No.
And it's a chick. I wouldn't recognize Raguel as a chick, but she is who she is. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
Yes, see?
Yes.
Obstacles are getting cleared away.
I
you said, and
now.
I hate to say this, Lisa, but you said very recently, there is no way I'm going to the sea with him. No way. I'm done. No. But see, you're like,
yeah.
we make these snap judgments.
So,
well, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm
sounds
done.
Sounds so symbolic. There's no way I'm going to the sea with that man. Sounds very medieval.
Well, no.
It sounds really medieval and symbolic. I should not go to the sea with that man. You know, like out of an old medieval movie. No, I shall not do so. Okay, go ahead.
And I was trying to tell him a story, you know, about my former and, I mean, who's passed. And then he kept interrupting. He says, what about that man that's been asking out? What about that man that's been asking out? And I thought this morning, I thought, why what on earth would he keep asking about that? Anyway, it is what it is.
He wants to find out what kind of competition he's got. You know, he's doing intel.
I threw his number away. I didn't want to keep bothering him.
Well, he would tell you, you know, if you were bothering. In fact, make a deal. Say, if I am bothering you, please let me know.
Well,
yeah,
I wish about 20, 30 chicks I know would have told me that. But,
you've already told him one thing that is a magic button. You've told me, I don't know, it might have been last week, but you said you told him, I adore you. That is a magic hot button. Another one.
And the
is,
next day,
yes,
he was in the laundry. He threw the laundry door open, and he scared the holy crap out of me. And I said, "That scared me." And he was all bright and shiny, looking at my breasts and all over my face, his eyeballs,
did
and
you say
we were
breast?
Talking.
Was he looking at her breasts?
She said breasticles. She didn't say the breasticles.
And then he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build a clothesline for us outside. And so we were talking about a lot of different stuff. My grandson came in, and he was giving him a big, hearty hello. And I just thought, oh, this guy is sending me to the moon.
Another one that you can say, I mean it sincerely, is, oh, my goodness, you just fascinate to death. You're fascinating. And another good one is always, why hasn't somebody snapped up a hot-looking guy like you?
I did say that when we were talking 3 hours after we went to Judy's house, and I was very upset. I did talk to him. I said, I don't know why someone hasn't snapped you up.
Good job.
But it's interesting when you say that to a homosexual.
Yes, it is.
She said someone, so at least she was good not choosing the male or female thing, so that was wise. Those are good words.
You should find out if he likes those, oh, God, what are they called? Those, and I don't want to seem sexist or anything, those shows where men dress up as women, maybe where you're going, there'd be one of those floor shows, and it might be interesting to go with him and see his response to men dressed up as women. What are they called?
Well, that's a good that's a good
really?
Point. But I told him, you know, he'll be free to do whatever he wants, and as well as me. I'll be free to do what I want. I have my own thing that I do out there. I ride my bike up and down the ocean, I told him, and I like to watch the ocean waves. And I said, you know what I said? I said, you go do your gay thing.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Well, Lisa, as fascinating and how much I adore you, I do have to move on.
You got to keep on moving. Moving on.
Tomorrow, please call us again. I can't wait to do this on News.
But it's News for the Soul an hour earlier.
Yes.
News for the Soul, different number.
Yeah. All right.
Word up on that, dog. That's our correspondent.
Bye, honey. Have a good dinner.
Arizona correspondent.
Bye. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, you're so welcome.
Welcome in.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
See, those of us who have no real life like that, we can live vicariously through these hot...
You keep saying that, but what is life?
What?
Why do you think that you don't have a life?
Well, I've got this, yeah.
But I'm just saying, we don't have lives. We have to live through other people. Everybody has a damn life. Not life isn't always Hollywood. Life isn't always somebody living in a soap opera. Life is just what it is.
I like the romantic dance and how it plays out.
But sometimes it doesn't play out the way it does on Lifetime Network, Deb.
Well, it's playing out here on this show.
Oh, it's over. It's a done deal.
No, but I think...
Well, then shit hasn't played out. That is all I'm saying yet, okay?
Shall you bring us another contestant on the Psychic
Love Doctor
show?
I opened the floor to Facebook Messenger folks real quick, and then we must go back to the callers.
If you'd like to call in, this would be the time.
Oh, Susan from the UK is here. Another... And Jeanette from Canada was here, too. We had a lot of international
Yay.
Folks coming in.
Glad to have all of you.
Hey, look at that.
What?
I have to read this, even though I believe it's a scammer. Stand by, folks. Because this is, remember, I looked this up a long time about a CCR song. Susan, happy new year, everyone. It's a beautiful thing to have, not to be ready to move forward. My lover left me for months because of my mistake. I was lonely and sad, but luckily I was directed to a very kind and powerful voodoo spell. Remember the hoodoo I told you about that? Who helped me bring back my lover, and now we're living together, happily together, all thanks
Excuse
to
me.
All.
And
I
a link.
I am going to blow this away because of the link. I apologize if you did not mean that to happen, but sorry.
Yeah, hey, you scammer types, please don't come in to this show and try to kick the shovel out of my hand, because I certainly don't go and do the same thing to you.
And if
so
you're not,
hit the road.
Don't just start throwing links out, because I'm going to assume the worst.
Yeah, we don't want links.
I did like the hoodoo reference. Remember
the
CCR song, Born on the Bayou? Hound Dogs Chasing the Hoodoo There. And that's what that hoodoo thing was like, the voodoo witch type thing and stuff. It's pretty interesting,
did
actually.
Did she have a profile?
I'm not going to click it when I saw the link. I knew she was from the UK. I saw that. But anyway, all right. The messenger portal has closed.
Said something. I didn't quite see it. You said like
well,
the...
Well, we were talking about... Oh. You got to remember, sometimes we talk about things that do not concern me, woman. What?
This lady's in our chat.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Here.
Anyway, well, remember, that camera picks up every damn little thing right there, remember? It didn't look like it to me.
All right, shall we move on?
Yeah, we should. Let's go to 703, Northern Virginia, 703. Welcome
yes.
to the show.
Hello there, and thank you for waiting for us.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
And the same to you. And you are? Your name?
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. Yeah, we've talked to you before.
Michelle, my bell.
Long time ago.
Oh,
so
long
funny.
Time.
I keep singing that long time ago.
Yes, okay. All right. Jim All right. can find a song for everything.
Well, music is life. But go ahead.
So tell me, Michelle, what can we work on for you?
Regarding relationship.
Relationship.
It's
here
the
we
new
go.
Year.
It is.
It's mm-hmm. the new year. What do you see?
All right.
We like it. Do you have one that you're worried about right now?
Yeah.
Or you got something brewing? I mean, what you got?
Maybe something brewing. Not sure.
Okay.
So.
That's a good way to start the new year with something possibly in the works. It is.
Has there been any contact or
positive signs
yeah.
that it's going forward?
I mean, there's communication, so I'm not
communication
sure.
Fine.
I beg your pardon?
No, I said communication is a very positive
sign.
So absolutely. Because, I mean, if you're not even talking, then it might just be a
yeah.
wisp
is,
of a dream.
Is this someone online or is this someone in real world? You know.
Yeah, you know, not online.
Someone
in
someone in real world.
The real world. I like that because, you know, online is, that's like the Matrix or something like that. People
no.
watch the Matrix.
Well, real life.
I know what you.
Real,
I know what you guys
it's
meant.
In
physically,
yeah.
physically, somebody physically know. But you know what? A lot of internet shit isn't real, so it's not so far off base to ask that.
Right.
True that, dog.
All right, I'm laying down your cards right now.
Your cards are going
Take
down.
Take me a moment.
And I'm looking at this gigantor list and trying to update my stuff. So people have
All
come,
right.
and people have gone, so it gets a little bit shorter. Background music like you're on hold.
All right.
Go ahead, Deb.
And yes, to all of you, a little bit of a disclaimer. When we get callers who are a bit spicy in their,
spicy.
You know, their situation, I guess we sort of meet them with spiciness.
Well, she's our, the previous
yeah.
caller was our Arizona correspondent.
Yes,
she
is.
She is. Yeah.
Oh, well, I am going to say here, I think something really good could happen here with this, what were we referring to?
Potential
new partner.
A potential one that's brewing.
Yes, it looks very good. Lots of possibility for you. And it's under sure to come true, which is my favorite designation in the layout. And I really like the way it looks here. Very much so. And if this was someone who isn't prone to be friendly with the truth or to be a person who is, you know, faithful, all those kinds of things, I would see other indications, and I don't see it. Not at all. And if there is somebody that has been in this person's life, that is on the way out. That is ending, if it hasn't already. And
okay.
it's not. Yeah, it's not going to find a reconciliation. So, all in all, you've got very good cards. I really think this could be the year that you get in real alignment for a permanent, long-term relationship. So,
well, that's what I've been. This is what I've been looking for. You know, not desperate, but I've done a lot of work and. Mentally and emotionally and spiritually, I am very open for that.
I see that you are facing a great, lovely change in your life, and it's coming within this year. And I believe a relationship is the ticket for you, that you are going to meet a match that will seem heaven sent. And you never know, it just might be. So, yeah, I feel very good about your reading, and I bet Jim's going to have something very good for
well,
you.
Well, that's right. It is.
Yeah,
I forget to play the harp because the first couple calls, that was ignored. So it's like, yeah, why even harp it?
Oh, and you know, if the more you call into the show, the more we'll find clarity in your cards. So,
okay,
that's why we have so many regulars, because they're starting to see how things are evolving and developing for them. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Now, these are angel card readings. These are from various of all the archangels, basically. This one is All Is Well, Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So if you're a little bit wondering why things are brewing, maybe not going right, it's the archangels say it's going as it is planned to be.
Yeah, and let it develop in its own way and time.
Yes.
We often want to push things.
I don't. I'm very much taking time and see what happens. So, yeah.
I think that's terrific. And I hope that you're going to have a very wonderful new year. Very wonderful. A wonderful new year. And that you'll call us again real soon. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Yeah, we got game reaction going on here.
Again.
You know what it is.
Again.
Lynn. I'm trying to figure out what Lynn. Welcome, Lynn. Are you from the UK? Oh, I would say probably. Let's see what she has to say. I'm guessing based on what I see. Let's go to the next caller. And I extended the show, folks, a little bit, so don't nobody start hanging up. Thinking,
yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, next caller is going to Chicago area. 773, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding for an eternity.
Hello.
Welcome.
And Happy New Year to you. And
Happy
name,
New Year. Nan. Yes.
Oh, hi, Nan.
It felt
hi,
like eternity.
How are you?
I bet it
I'm
did.
Good.
Glad to have you with
I'm
us.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're
what?
Doing,
marvelous.
Doing well.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Good.
So, what brings you to the show?
Well, I'm figuring this is the love show. So what do you see in my love life?
Do you have one currently?
The new year, the new love.
Or are you?
You don't have anything, no flames right now starting out, no glowing embers?
Zero.
All right. It's ice cold in the fireplace. All right.
It's ice cold.
Ice baby. Dun, 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 dun,
well,
dun,
we're
going
to try and keep things up for you.
All
right. Yep. Give me a moment, and I'm going to have it all laid out for you.
All right. Let's see. This was Illinois, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious. I got confused. That
you're time. In Illinois, correct?
You are in the Lincoln, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you love it there, don't you? Or... Because we get people calling in that are anti-Chicago.
You're right. You know how it is.
They live there.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you can find every state people. There's love and hate for every state. And that's because we're humans, you know. And not every state is meant for everybody.
But, I mean, Condé Nast just rated it, I think, the number one city for travel. It is an amazing city.
You're talking Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's got a lot going on, obviously. You have all your sports there if you're a sports fan. There's a lot of things you can check on a box, you know, all your sports.
Yeah.
You have Gigantor airports. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there. What do you got, Deb?
Oh, my God. Oh, what I've got here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's great. Boy, I wish these were my cards.
They can be.
Really?
She doesn't make that up.
You have someone who is under, what you do not expect is that you're going to be in the right place at the right time, and don't worry about trying to be there. It's going to be serendipity. And you are going to meet somebody that has the face of the love of your life.
Ooh.
Seriously.
Okay.
And, okay, here we go, three clubs. There's that card again. That's meaning, well, Grandma called it duration of time. But I find that to be very vague. So I think of it as that event is coming through space, and it's coming right to you, and you're going to reach up and grab it like you're on a softball field. That ball's coming right to you.
You better catch it. Wow. It's going to get better. But anyway.
Oh, it gets better. And there
do tell.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I hear from the younger generation that marriage is becoming obsolete. So we will call this a commitment like marriage, a union like marriage, and very possibly marriage. Okay? So that is coming. Now, I'm going to – now, the one lady – oh, the lady that called with the boyfriend, and she said the cards were so accurate. This was earlier tonight. She had this thing. He's coming into your life, and it isn't going to be too long from now. So I want to go on the outside here. We're going to go long.
Go long.
Yeah.
Go deep.
I want to say within 3 years, but that's only because people start getting really antsy and stuff when I tell them that I feel it's much sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't listen to your friends. When you meet the right one, you go fast. You know, it's what you call it, whirlwind romance. But it's like you are. So here's my take on things from the cards. If you meet somebody that you can completely be yourself, and you don't even mind if they see you without makeup, your hair is a rat's nest, all of that, you got a keeper. You've got one that doesn't need all that extra floofiness, okay? And, oh, here's the big news. Up here on top, you have three tens. The tens are like a nuclear-powered, say, rocket shooting into the future. Yes, it's bringing money, love, travel. Now, sometimes, please don't take my word for this. Sometimes it means winning a lottery. Sometimes
I want to win it.
Yeah. But remember, this is, I don't have a lot of luck with gambling.
No, and winning a lottery.
Yeah, I don't.
It could be a euphemism for a lot of things.
It could be just, winning a contest.
Yeah. Just getting something you really was hoping for to happen.
And I think that's the love life.
And it could be that.
And think of it this way, too. If you've been on your own single for a while, you missed out on a lot of losers.
Loser.
Yeah. That would have come along, would have strung you along. Maybe.
Well, I got a few of those, too.
Yes. I've been a loser magnet myself. But you learn from that.
And that's just life.
Yeah.
And then very soon, you realize the winning move is not the play. Just step out.
But you got to think about it. If you didn't ever come across a loser, how would you ever know it when you do? You have to experience bad things to know.
You
got to
figure out what you want.
You got to figure out good and bad, so then you get more experience going down the road, right?
And we should always trade up.
School of life.
Never trade down.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, unless there's a better draft pick. But that's
and this could easily be somebody who has amassed a large fortune and is also out there looking for someone to share it with. And why couldn't that be you?
Why, I ask you. I ask you why.
And it will be in however sense this comes to be. And I feel very excited for you. I really do. Because these are like once in a lifetime things that happen to people. And you are a catch. Your card's solid. So I can't
wait. Yay, I'm a catch.
Yes, indeed.
So don't fear the hook.
I can't wait to hear from you. Guess what?
Take the bait.
Yes. We are an item. Oh, I can't wait. We will pop the card from the champagne over here.
Yay. Right.
Subject of our angel card reading is
yes.
Angel Therapy. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burden.
So what you should do right now, this is a final thought for you, is live your life with expectation, okay? That's part of using the law of attraction. You are expectant, kind of like pregnant, with the thought of a whole new life. and then watch it, you know, happen. Well, I just
I
feel so excited. Great cards, great cards.
Are you so excited?
Oh, yeah.
You just can't hide it?
I can't hide it. Isn't that the Pointer Sisters?
Yep.
I'm
about to lose control, and I think I like it. All right.
Oh, thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
You're the best.
Absolutely.
Happy
yes.
New Year.
Please
call us
23.
Again.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to area code 856.
Yes.
Which the area code says it's
Hi, how are you?
Is this New Jersey?
Yep.
And this is...
How are you?
Is this
Rosemary?
Well, thank you.
Okay. And how are you, my love? How are you feeling?
And thank you for holding forever.
Okay. I had my good points yesterday, and today I just... how do you call it? Pushed my buttons again. So, whatever.
Who did?
Who pushed your buttons?
Usually my buddy. Usually pushes my buttons.
Is this a good buddy?
No.
Or a bad buddy?
Both.
No, I see what you get. One of those on. I figure if somebody's pushing your buttons all the time, you got to start leaning toward the bad eventually.
Well, and also.
But that's me.
You've got to seize your own power and not let them.
Carpe diem.
Yeah, not let them. You know, what would be your question?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's like, what do you call it? Because when I asked them to just let me know and give me a heads up, and I just gave it to them. I was like, just give me a call, just tell me I got it, and that's it. Be done with it. And he don't do that, so I just gave up on everything. Again, if that makes sense. So if it's ever going to happen.
Are you referring to your trip to, I think it was Italy? Are you referring to that? No.
I'm debating not to go, and yeah, no, on that one. So she goes, I got to go in town first.
What would you like to tell you?
Yeah, if you could ask a question with one sentence, well, how would you phrase it?
If I'm going to go to Europe, and if I'm not going to run into them, if that makes sense.
Go to where?
Go to where and not run into him?
In Europe. He lives there.
Europe?
He has
Europe. Got gotcha. Roger that. Okay.
Because yep. I don't really want to go now.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, you've lost the positive motivation to go right now. I hear you. Yeah. Okay. And if you do go, would you run into him is your question, correct?
Yeah, it's most likely I would.
Let me ask you quite honestly, what do you get from this relationship?
Right.
Well, how do you benefit?
That's right. We own to me the house and stuff. So. I have an inheritance that he took away from me. My paperwork.
Oh.
He hit him. They hid it from me.
Is that family?
So this is some kind of a connection going back a ways.
Close to his mother. She treated me like her own, basically. And she wanted me for him. But at the time that he was married. Was.
Well, yeah, was. Then yes, now no. Gotcha.
Well, I've got to tell you. I see that if you can go, it's going to be good step for you. The cards are showing that you could get back in the good graces of this family, this mother and her son, they would relinquish your inheritance to you. But you may have to
she passed away.
Mother is the one that
has over 20 years.
Whoever is holding the purse strings on this. You'd have to put on an Academy Award performance. But once you could get it, boy, I would hightail it right on out of there if you can get it. And it looks good. And other times I've seen danger in your cards for this. I am not seeing that right now. But you've got to weigh this out. Is it really worth? Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Is it really worth the effort on your part, the risk you're taking?
Going to another confidence and a lot of negative possibilities here with this person in Europe that you might run into.
I'm not entirely sure. I think he's luring you.
Yeah, the whole town's negative. The whole town's negative.
I don't think I would want to rock and roll into something negative like this.
Yeah, I think you could make your own way in the world. You can make your own fortune. And your cards show that you're going to end up stabilizing your life on your terms, your power, honest to God. You are going to. And I'm going to give you within 2 years. You know how much that is? That's 24 months. 2 years.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. And we've got 12 months in a year.
And that gives you time to really stand tall for who you are. I mean, I feel from you that, you've been incredibly mistreated in this life.
Got the shaft.
You did in so many ways, but damn straight you can rise from that, you know? And I'm going to especially keep this peace for you, filled with love and light so that we can celebrate with you when this day comes, but it's coming. And you are going to look back on your past and almost want to say thank you. Thank you for me being able to become who I am. So you've got great cards, and Jim's going to give you
I am indeed. Your angel card reading before we must move on. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life.
Yeah.
And resolve to change anything that is unbalanced. So, I mean, you've got a lot of stuff going back, and you can't cry over spilled milk. Just say, going forward, I'm going to choose my own path.
And the more you
overcome
say
that crap that I got screwed on,
the more you put out that positive energy, the more it's going to happen for you. Seriously, consider yourself the creator of your own future, your own reality. Hey, I'm sitting in the middle of my dream, and if you knew my history, you'd be like, how in the world did she get there? Oh, my God. She got there. Damn straight I did. And it was a hard, haul in some ways.
It was a hard day's night.
But if I can sit in the middle of my dream, you can sit in the middle of yours. Okay, you just have to believe it. Like Grandma said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Now, I'm not saying that you could pick up a microphone and suddenly you're Celine Dion, something like that.
I don't know if I want to be here right now.
No, not right now.
Get some physical struggles.
When I was a kid, all I wanted was to be in the ice capades, which is crazy.
Yeah, you can't manifest things that aren't achievable. Your goals have to be achievable goals. That is correct, yes.
You're going to do it. You know what I find in you when I look at your cards? And you're maybe going to laugh. You go ahead and laugh right now, because someday you're not going to be laughing. I see you as a very gifted designer. You may not feel you've got the gift yet, but it's coming. This girl's going to put together a serious collection of clothes, like beautiful collection. And guess what? They're all going to be made out of organic materials. And probably I shouldn't even say that out loud, because somebody out there might say, oh, hey, I'm going to hop on this. But can you imagine, instead of all these chemicals, the synthetic this, that, and the other thing, you come out with organic designer clothes. But think about that. Let it manifest. The seed has been planted. What do you think? Are you laughing?
Yeah. I don't want... a fashion designer for me yet to get, but not to do it for other people, if that makes sense.
Are you laughing? Or are you? Because go ahead, laugh. Because it's beyond your wildest dreams right now. But, okay, to dream is to believe. So you got to get yourself to that point. Maybe you're going to start out as an apprentice somewhere. Maybe she'll be sweeping the floors in a, you know, in a fashion house. But something will put you, alignment is the key word for this year. Something will put you in the right direction. And it'll be full of serendipity, full of, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm telling you, this girl's got a serious, serious bridge to cross in her life. And what's cool about it is you'll never have to beg anybody else for anything again. So what do you got, Jim? Or did we already cover
we
it?
We already went down that road. We must say goodnight to Rosemary.
Yeah, you go to sleep tonight and you let yourself go into a dream.
It's January 1st. The new year has just begun.
Yes, take care, darling. Right. We love hearing from you. All right. Bye-bye.
And you know where to find us. You're welcome every single day.
That's right.
Good luck.
Take care.
You have different phone numbers, two for the soul. You can find them on Blog Talk. Very easy.
Yeah, we'll be on Blog
Talk. Very, very.
Take care, everybody, and Happy New Year.
January 1st, yo. Yep. What up on that dog?